Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it, so far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz lit, acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault. Now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that for you right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
By my group, the MSFP crew, featuring the homie Primo. We got an exciting show for you. It's been a good minute, but we got someone so amazing that's going to be joining us. I already see him on hold right now. This guy, he can sing. He can rap. He does spoken word. He's so amazing. He just goes by Prophecy. Let's get him in here right now. Prophecy, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm gonna go straight into one of these songs right now, cause behind the scenes, Prophecy here was saying, just download the stuff on SoundCloud, and I downloaded Breathe. Then Prophecy was mentioning Love Grind. As I'm getting ready to just call it a quits, I accidentally hit a button and I hear this song, Prodigy. Tell me about this song, Prodigy.
Well, I made it. It's basically kind of just talking about just taking off of my career and just kind of talking about the Bay Area a little bit, where I'm from, and also just saying how the people who a lot of people who were in the Bay Area who I grew up with got me to where I am in music. And what else? I mean, I guess just kind of working in a little bit of just saying how people just have to be themselves a lot more, and that's how I got to where I am. I was myself, and yeah, I mean, just just kind of a slew of those kinds of different messages right there.
All right. So real quick, think that sounds great. Real quick, I want to give you the honor to introduce what we're about to hear right now.
Prodigy?
Yeah.
You want me to introduce it, like talk more about it, or that was it?
Well, we're gonna just keep it rolling, and play the track. I was gonna have you just sort of introduce it to our guests.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, just kind of like what I was saying about the Bay, how I came up. How I'm still coming up. I mean, I'm not anywhere really yet. I just moved down to LA, but at the time I was living in the Bay, and it's opened by my friend Sophia, who has a really beautiful voice, a recorder at my place. And the chorus, it just kind of, you'll hear it in a second, it just kind of opens with her just talking about, well, I wrote the lyrics for her just saying that my dreams, I'm not going to let go of them until I'm somewhere. And that you gotta trust me that I'm gonna keep it moving. So there it is.
All right, here it is.
If I told you that my dreams are locked, I'm never letting go, would you trust in me? Trust in me, trust in me. The music takes me places that I've never been before. How it touches me. Touches me, touches me.
Hands in my pocket, self-conscious, felt dust in an unused condom. When I'm gonna beat these demons, obnoxious to the ground, till the brains ain't conscious. Tick bomb on a bomb on a rhyme. When I hold back on the one of backs, my time for them in the hands, freaking from the tip full of ticks. I'll blast off when I ain't give a shit, but we all put waste in the porter's bodies. I'ma cut that down with a hobby, then I'll really have some reason to body with a naughty, bad law, Ricky Bobby. And we can pop off with a bottle and a model when they call me an undug fossil from the underground with a throttle, grips to my hand and rips like a tonsil.
Damn, would you look at that? The California kid who's got an angel on his back. Lesson on my hand, a rock, a Taurus zodiac. I don't need no rivals who criticize for survival. I don't need that one of you. I couldn't find in my mind. My mind ain't producing just some one of a kind design. I'ma do this till 105 and die. California, gotta credit my brother. I don't think I ever would've made it this high. When I think about the way we all do the grind and find, we're just really alike. I'm just do this shit forever. Just do this shit forever.
If I told you that my dreams are locked, I'm never letting go, would you trust in me? Trust in me, trust in me. The music takes me places.
Back with your old line. Anyone involved with a ball on my gold line gets a bashing. I'll ball with a passion. Work like a first round pick and I'm just getting drafted. Pretty soon you accept the flaws. That's gonna raise when you set the bars. Now I demand that I push it up. But you do it cause the titties don't squish enough. Damn, I gotta kick her with the right humans. A group who can see through a TV illusion. No judgment, take a robot. We don't want any one of these in the courtroom. Blow up. Let me hear it now.
Prophecy, you best not watching me. Ain't nothing but a prodigy.
That's right.
I feel this. Hey,
prophecy,
uh-huh.
Prophecy, you best start watching me. Ain't nothing but a prodigy.
Uh-huh.
Hear me out. And as long as I'm alive, I'm never letting go. If I told you that my dreams are locked, I'm never letting go, would you try?
All right. you're just joining us. We're on the line with Prophecy. That was this track you were just hearing called Prodigy. And I don't even know where to begin with just the various levels. Keep in mind, for those who were just tuning in during that song, there's only two people on this track. Alright, so I'm kind of curious, because just when I think I hear one influence, I feel like I hear like five other influences, and I'm just curious, who are the, you know, who are the artists you grew up with, or the, or even the contemporaries that you listen to that sort of inspire you?
I mean, it's definitely changed, but I would say more recently in the past year, and it hasn't really changed that much, to be honest, but it has a little bit. But I would definitely start with Biggie and Andre 3000 as, like, my top guys. And, I mean, the thing is that before, like, I would have said differently about 2 years ago when, like, J. Cole and Kendrick were my obvious influences. But, you know, I started to get more into East Coast a little bit more. I mean, I know J. Cole's from the East, but just, like, old school East Coast. And Andre and Biggie have, like, a huge influence on my most creative work, I would say. But then I would say for sure that Kendrick and J. Cole is what I grew up listening to. And, I mean, I have a whole other bunch of artists that I used to listen to. I mean, mainly jazz I used to grow up listening to a lot. So it's kind of influenced the fact that I have a jazzy style. I love jazz, and I love when hip-hop's infused with jazz. So,
well, that actually leads to questions. And I'm always amazed. I ask this of all my guests. I've had a hardcore rapper on here answer with Miley Cyrus, so I get all kinds of answers with this one. But who would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to?
Surprised? I don't know. I don't think there's too many surprises. I mean, yeah, I honestly don't think there's too many surprises. I mean, I used to DJ and listen to all the house music. I mean, I guess that's as surprising as it gets. I don't really listen to Miley Cyrus. So I don't know if I could really top that. But I listen to mainly hip-hop, reggae, and jazz. I mean, that's always been my shit. So, yeah, I don't know if there's too many surprises there.
That can top that one.
Yeah.
That one took me by surprise.
Yeah.
And how would you say that your upbringing and where you're from affected the type of music you make?
Well, I was brought up in Menlo Park, which is in the Bay Area. And basically, Menlo Park's in the middle of two very different areas. On one side, like on the other side of town, there's this place called Atherton, and it's one of the richest areas in the entire world. And some kids from my school actually were from Atherton, and so I would see like a lot of like really like rich like snotty people around. And then on the other side of town, there's EPA, which stands for East Palo Alto. It was kind of like a more like deprived ghetto area. And it was actually like one of the worst like areas in the country at one time. But I had a huge mixture of both those people. And then there were a lot of people from my town, Menlo Park, which is like middle class, like to high class. But it's like basically just kind of like those three areas were just a huge mixture of different people. And I became really good friends with all those people. And I got an understanding for all different types of backgrounds. And that's kind of influenced me to make a lot of music just about like not really about like any specific lifestyle in general, but like about just about like generally how a human being goes through life and has to deal with different things. And I don't make it specific for any class. It's very general music, just as a human would look at the world and try to, you know, get through ups, get through downs mainly. but like, you know, just to kind of just experience the world and, just like no matter who you are, everyone, no matter, even if you're like a really rich person, you feeling like horrible or you like having a struggle on your scale, like that's going to feel just as bad as someone who's deprived and has problems. But, you know, people who are more deprived and have problems, like it's obviously it's way harder for them. But you start to realize that people who are really rich struggle really, really horribly too with like depression and like, you know, all these different types of things. And so it's like, you can't really say, like, I mean, obviously like someone who's deprived of a lot of things growing up, you know, money, food, just privilege in general, they're having a very difficult time in this world. But you can't discredit that everyone's human. I mean, everyone has a certain threshold to where they feel terrible. So my music takes that into consideration and just doesn't say anything about struggling with money, doesn't say anything about struggling with having drug addictions, and talk about anything with, you know, personal any kind of personal problem. It just talks about in general how a human being goes through these things and deals with it.
Basically relatable to anyone on any level.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the point of my music. It's not my demographic in that regard is very wide, because anyone who struggles, or anyone who, it's not even just about the struggle, anyone who is human and has emotions can be able to relate with any of the emotions I'm talking about, because I just kind of put them on a grand scale for everyone to tap into and pull what they need from it.
All right, now, you showed me a text message earlier about this song, Love Grind. Tell me about this song, or Love Grid. I'm sorry.
Love Grid. That song. So that's like a perfect example of kind of what I was just saying. It just kind of just like talking about how, you know, everyone wants to feel accepted. Everyone wants to feel loved. And it just kind of like putting it on a very general scale. And I made a metaphor called the Love Grid. And basically anyone who's able to see the world as a loving place at any point, it's not like you're going to 24/7 see the world for what you're supposed to see it as. I mean, everyone has, you know, the daily haze of life to go through. But when you do see it for what it is, I call it seeing it as like a love grid. And, you know, everyone has to like overcome things. I was only born with 8 fingers, so like that's like a huge influence on songs like that. So like it just kind of like saying, if you could, basic message of the song is that if you can let your ego go, let your guard down, and just kind of see the world for what it is, then you're gonna be feeling love, and you're gonna be able to appreciate people around you more and yourself more. So that's what that song's about.
All right, and I definitely want to talk to you more about that after the song. But here is Prophecy with Love Grid.
It is so deep to realize love, joy, excitement, enthusiasm are inner experiences, and that outer things can make us feel those inner experiences. But then you have to constantly struggle to get the outer things that make you feel the inner experience.
I know, this time feels hard. But who would have rolled your boat if you shut down and let it all drown? I give you the crown, cause you're the king, you're the queen. Please separate from the scheme, as real as it seems. These thoughts are me, love, grill was free.
Love, grill was free. young one offers hated oppression. Like I was 45 and working at a 7-Eleven in a recession. I couldn't pull my view into perspective. These flaws, I'll never respect them. These kings, I never could check them. Give it a rock, shiver the block and get stepping. Y'all would have never thought my team and I would win this by 7. I hold it down for the brethren, pedaling on this grid. Winning now, but back it up for a second, counting my blessings.
Counterclocking on time and I'm remembering seconds through the phases of difficulties. Yeah, you bet I was tested.
Mistakes were presented, I would just auto-correct it. Never quick to reject it, but Joey Bat never rested.
On giving me what I needed, Jekyll, my body lay nested. In assurance, what I'm going through is human expression.
I studied studio sessions, I got so many questions. I would learn from these legends, not this weak-ass teacher with this monotone lesson.
I'm a college professor within this 3-minute session. Hold you late for detention, then I get right to undressing. The curtain wrapped around your head so thick. Need a digression to prove the pain is a blessing, yeah.
Oh. I know, this time feels hard. But who would have rolled you, boy? If you shut down and let it all drown,
I give you the crown, cause you're the king, you're the queen. Please separate from the scheme, as real as it seems. These thoughts are a meal, love, real, what's free.
Between the middle of the field, my wings roll, so I breathe a little deeper and deep in the sea floor. At the bottom of my being, where I can just explore, explore, explore.
I should tell you about this grid that I'm speaking on. I've talked a lot about it, about that time you start leeching on. I swear you got a soul deep inside your body I'm peeking on. But follow stories inside your brains like a read-along. Then cough them up, what you breathing on? I'm sucking up the vibe that never vibes while I reside on my seated throne. Your conscience is the key to survival. That's the place where you're not thinking anymore. You see yourself in your rivals. I'm not talking my ego. You can follow me around and talk me down. I'm overriding the veto. You're kind of like my ex. I'll wrap you both in burritos. Throw you deep in the depot. Then adios, my amigos. Maybe then you'll find yourself as a hero. Your day was going great until somebody torpedoed into that spot inside your heart. And now you're hot jalapenos. Yo, I'm just trying to hit the Vegas casino.
Yes, sir.
Turn 21, me and my bros are suiting up in tuxedos. For the meantime, I'll rewind, no rewinds, don't need those.
Success is just a hobby, I'm spreading quicker than chemo. I got a stronger libido, I'll fuck you like De Marino. If I'm out in Miami banging cheerleaders, I'm Nemo.
Lost, now I'm praying this pussy's just a placebo.
Okay. You would know once you got a lock on your focus. We crave the love gridded, we know it, my heart is open.
I know, this time feels hard. But who would've rolled you, boy? If you shut down and let it all drown,
I give you the crown, cause you're the king, you're the queen. Please separate from the scheme, as real as it seems. These thoughts are a me, love grill was free.
You're the one who did it. Every single time, you define within your mind how you want things to be, what you can accept, what you can't accept. And now when the world did its thing, when those cards were dealt to you, it stimulated those thought patterns that you have inside yourself. That I defined when I can open and I define when I can close, didn't you? You define what will open you, you define what will close you. The moment you see that, you're going to grow spiritually.
Alright, if you're just joining us, we're on the line with Prophecy, and that was Love Grade you were just hearing by Prophecy. Before that song, you were telling us a little bit about your experiences leading up to making this song. And I get guests on this show from all various means. Some people are referred in. We actually met at the mic sessions of which I talk about on my Periscope, which can be found on at Matt Frankel, and the mic sessions Periscope can be found at the mic sessions. And I was just so, when I saw you live, I was just so into your performance. I didn't even notice any difference. You were mentioning that you only have 8 fingers, and I didn't notice any difference. And I think everyone was just so absorbent of your performance that no one even noticed that. And I want to just ask, just when it comes to making music, How do you think that that's affected you with making music, and what struggles have you had to overcome in pursuit of your art?
I mean, I think it's kind of showed just as in general that like for example, like I had to accept that I have this, and it kind of starts to give you that mentality after years of shaking people's hands that like, and just like kind of dealing with it in general that, you know, it is what it is. And if you don't like move forward, then you're just going to be left in the dirt. You're never going to grow. So that kind of, that's definitely translated to my music, because it just goes to show that, you know, if you're making music and, you know, you get feedback from someone and it's not good feedback, like, you know, your delivery is not on point, your music's not very nice to listen to in a social environment, if you're like, we're just like listening to it alone, like if they tell you stuff about your music, or you're just getting shut down about your music, it's not working out, then you're gonna need to accept that, A, and then move forward, B, and then dominate, C. So it's just like, so, I mean, moving forward is obviously what it's taught me, and acceptance, but just becoming a better person because of that, or improving because of it, is the third thing it teaches you. And it's driven my career in that way. I mean, it's like I could never really give up on my music, because I mean, I've just been through so much. Like, for music is the number one thing I love, and it's like, I mean, if I give up my music, then I don't have it in me to give up, because I haven't given up on my ability to like love myself over the years due to my hand. So it's like, it kind of goes to teach you that, you know, you could keep no matter how extreme your condition is, or no matter like how like out of the blue or just out of the question your circumstances are, it's like you can, I mean, and obviously people have had it way, way worse than I have, but it's just on anywhere where I lie on the scale, that's the lesson it's taught me.
All right, and in the description of this episode, we have your a link to your SoundCloud. But is there any other links where, if people want to connect with you, know about shows you got coming up or anything, or if you have any music videos or stuff online, where they can check that out?
Yeah, prophecy.com, but you got to remember that the E is a 3. So it's PROPH3CY.com. And that has everything. It doesn't have shows up there because, as you know, I just moved to LA, so I'm settling in here right now. I mean, I actually do have a show on Friday at the Black Sheep, but I don't know if it's like really like, it's like kind of like a, it's like only like a 10-minute set. It's not like that big of a deal. So like, but once I like start like getting like more consistent shows, and maybe even like set up like a little tiny tour, then I'll put that up. But yeah, that's prophecy.com.
All right. And if people want to get tickets for this show that you got coming up, where can they do that?
Well, the show I'm doing on Friday, I mean, I guess you could just go to the Black Sheep in LA, but I'm not really like selling tickets online for that, because it's just kind of like a spur of the moment thing. So I don't, I guess they have it every Friday. So if I do another show there in the future, then I'll be posting about it. I'll be selling tickets.
All right. You just recently moved here. We actually do have and I would love to talk to you more off air about it. I don't know if you're going to be at the mic sessions on Wednesday, but we actually have a really exciting compilation album, and I would definitely like to invite you to be part of that. And I know you're looking to get a little bit more exposure, and I would definitely like to help you with that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Definitely.
All right. So are there any plans with these two tracks that we've heard so far, Love Grid and Prodigy, to make a music video?
Prodigy has a music video. It's already up on YouTube. It's actually been up there for like a year now. But the thing is, over the past like year or so, I've been getting a lot of life experience in, just like kind of just doing different things and just like growing up. And making a lot of music that I didn't like enough. So that was part of the growing. So I actually did make like a good amount of music that I didn't release in the past year. But
right.
I feel like I'm finally starting lately to get back into like the groove of making some like really cool stuff again. So right now I feel, and it kind of started to happen like, I would say like 2 months ago. So I've been in like a really good groove of making some nice music right now. And like once I get all that out, there's going to be like a lot of videos coming out and different stuff. But I was waiting for that. I was kind of waiting for that break. You know, as an artist, like you can't always rely on coming out with amazing stuff. Like I know tons of artists who have made it big who have kind of bust for albums, but they're really good artists. So, that's gonna happen, and I'm glad it's happening when I'm not really known that much right now, that I could have time to experiment and work on music and get better without anyone really there to be like, oh, man, come on, man, like, drop the album, or they're gonna judge it. So, it's a good time for me.
And it's a lesson we, as artists, definitely need to learn. I know in the past I've been sometimes over eager to get it out, and I'm currently working on a project where I'm slowing it down, and sometimes it takes time to get that perfection. So I definitely can follow what you're saying. All right, we're gonna play this song. Breathe right now by Prophecy, and sort of just absorb it, and then when we come back, I want you to tell me a little bit about it. But right now, here's Prophecy with Breathe.
Cold outside, I ran through the desert to prove I was ready to freeze in peace. I need to please. My comfort zone wasn't quite within reach. Take the fear and embrace what it brings. The red in the devil is such a pretty color to me. And if you choose to agree,
was a close one, holding my breath now, sucking in deep, and I feel where the host is. I was just thinking of spitting my, a venomous potion, talking some more shit, and thinking like hoes, which most of the time are just syncing up with their emotions. I'm floating on cloud nine, I'm posted, a chakra just open. I really start to feel it now. I'm not here, I'm somewhere, I'm unaware of hatred. This matrix is feeling so much better to me now. Vibrations and sine waves, I surf them just my way. Explosions of color, feel sisters and brothers beside me, inside me. I'm no longer rhyming, just flowing, just timing from deep within me. I meditate and breathe, take mid-range and eye hands all in face with me. Your bright light, it's right there as far I can see. I know if I go there, it's all meant for me. And I know, I'll get there in moments. Keep breathing, keep honing, deep into your soul, and I feel it. I'm closer to flows here, it's real, and I'm right in the middle. Don't stop now, don't come down, but
but I do and I did. I was right there and girl, a thought popped in my head. I think too much, I think too much, we think too much. 22 degrees cold outside, I ran through the feather to prove I was ready to freeze in peace. I need to please. My comfort zone wasn't wild with me. Fear and embrace what it brings.
Red in the devil,
drink the red in the
green.
Oh, we'll be ready to breathe. And if you choose to agree, then we'll be ready to breathe.
And that was Prophecy with Freed. Tell us about the background, the backstory coming up to recording that, and what inspired that track.
I made that track probably six or seven months ago, and it was at a time where I was getting super. I mean, I still am into like. You know, spirituality and mindfulness, but I feel like these days I'm able to just kind of do it without actually, like, I just kind of do it, like, on the go, like, I know how to, like, just relax inside, and that was at a time where I was just getting familiar with just the feeling of, like, letting go and just, like, feeling peaceful, so I was meditating a lot, and, yeah, the song just kind of walks you through the process of meditation, and I was actually like struggling with meditation, like it wasn't that easy for me. So the song, there's actually a music video of the song too, but the song is essentially about going into a meditation, breathing, as the song implies, breathe, and just getting deeper and deeper into it, and just feeling more peaceful. And then at a certain point in the song, it's like working to a climax of just kind of like reaching peace. But then like a series of like kind of like negative thoughts hit my head, and then I fall out of meditation. And it just kind of talks about how we as humans just think too much and how it's kind of like unhealthy how much we think about things. Like why it doesn't make sense why we can't just be, you know, in peace all the time. So it just kind of talks about the reality of that, and yeah, that's just kind of the idea of the song.
Alright, and you mentioned you had a video for this one as well as Prodigy.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about YouTube. Do you have these YouTube videos? Can we find them on your website?
Yeah. Or you can go to music and just type in Prophecy Music with a 3. Prophecy, and then music.
All right. We're going to do an encore listen to one of these 3 songs. So I want you to... between Breathe, Love Grid, and Prodigy. We're going to sign out in a minute, but I definitely want you to think which one of these you want to give our listeners an encore listen to. And I want to remind people that they can listen to past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour. Hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce. Check out all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, make sure to scroll to the bottom and click on our beautiful little yellow donate button, we're working on creating a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So if you can reach to your heart and donate, we'll greatly appreciate that. All right, Prophecy, which one should we give them an encore listen to?
I don't know, but I would just go with Prodigy.
All right, here we go. It's Prophecy with Prodigy.
If I told you that my dreams are locked, I'm never letting go, would you trust in me? Trust in me, trust in me. The music takes me places that I've never been before. How it touches me, touches me, touches me.
Hands in my pocket, self-conscious, felt dust in an unused condom. When I'm gonna beat these demons, obnoxious to the ground, so the brains ain't conscious. Tick bomb on the bomb on a rhyme. When I hold back on the holding backs, my time for the minute hands freaking from the tip full of ticks. I'll blast off when I ain't give a shit, but we all put waste in the porta potties. I'ma cut that down with a hobby, then I'll really have some reason to body with a naughty, bad but already body. And we can pop off with a bottle and a model when they call me an undone fossil from the underground with a throttle gripped to my hand and ripped like a tonsil.
Damn, would you look at that? The California kid who's got an angel on his back. Blessing on my hand, a rocket, Taurus Zodiac. I don't need no rivals who criticize for survival. I don't need that one of you I couldn't find in my mind. My mind, angel Lucy, just a one of a kind design. I'ma do this till 105 and die. California, gotta credit my brothers. I don't think I ever would've made it this high. When I think about the way we all do the grind and find, we're just really alike. I might just do this shit forever. Just do this shit forever.
If I told you that my dreams are locked, I'm never letting go, would you trust in me? Trust in me, trust in me. The music takes me places that I've never been before. How it touches me, touches me, touches me.
Fall back with your old line. Anyone involved with a ball on my gold line gets a bashing. I'll ball with a passion. Work like a first round pick and I'm just getting drafted. Pretty soon you accept the flaws. That's gonna raise when you accept the vibes. Now I demand that I push it up, but you do it cause the titties don't squish enough. Damn, I gotta kick her with the right human. A group who can see through a TV illusion. No judgment, take a robe off. We don't want any one of these in the courtroom. Blow up, let me hear it now.
Prophecy, you best start watching me. Ain't
nothing but a prodigy.
That's right. Hear me out.
I feel this. Hey,
prophecy.
Uh-huh.
You're watching me. Ain't nothing but a prodigy.
Uh-huh.
Hear me out.
And as long as I'm alive, I'm never letting go.
If I told you that my dreams are locked, I'm never letting go, would you trust?
Once again, I want to thank our guest, Prophecy, for joining us. That was his song, Prodigy, just playing right there. And if you want to remind them where your show is real quick, I'll let you do that real quick.
Yeah, if you want to find my music, just go to prophecy.com, PROPH3CY.com.
All right, and you're performing, you said this Friday, right?
Yeah, at the Black Sheep.
All right, and where's Black Sheep located?
I'm actually not even sure. I was just told about it. I think it's in... It is in... I don't know. If you just Google Black Sheep Los Angeles, you will find it. It's the only one. So...
Alright, we'll have them do a Google search, and we've definitely had you on, and we definitely welcome you back on the show, and we'll definitely talk more throughout the week, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
Alright, cool. Thanks for having me, man.
Alright.